You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Theatre Review now here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
We are celebrating movie history with The Stormy Waters behind Hollywood's first blockbuster this week with The Shark is Broken as it visits the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this profound dive behind the scenes of the making of the film Jaws on stage with The Shark is Broken?
Well, I wasn't sure what to expect, Toby, and it was a really, really interesting production. Very well staged, very amusing in parts, very thought-provoking in other parts. An excellent touch tour. We actually physically got on board the ship, which was the backdrop for the actual set, as it were. And we met some of the cast, which was, again, a big bonus as part of the pre-show preparation for the matinee. And overall, I was very, very impressed by the whole performance.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was reading on the production website that there was a letter from Ian Shaw, the co-author of The Shark is Broken, son of Robert Shaw, who played Fisherman Quint in Jaws, who also plays his father in the play too, talking about how he and Joseph Nixon put the show together, which is really all about three actors together in a very small, confined space with lots of Hollywood nostalgia and, of course, the 1970s when Jaws came out. But you don't need to have seen Jaws to enjoy this play, do you?
That's a really good point. You don't. And it's a long time since I've seen the film Jaws. I think most people, it seems one of those ageless things that all generations seem familiar with, not least the famous music, as it were. But you're right, you can see the play without having seen the film, and it makes just as much sense and is just as absorbing as it would be if you had seen the movie.
And quite incredible for Ian Shaw to have not only written the play, but also to be playing his father on stage as well, which I think is really interesting.
Yes, and he was obviously very proud of doing that, and it was good to talk to him and his fellow actors during the touch tour to hear a bit more about their characters and the roles that they had. And I'm pleased to say it was a very well-attended performance as well, which was very well received by the whole members of the public who were there.
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, some very witty moments in this and some very interesting moments, you know, with the three actors confined to that boat, the Orca, and some very tense moments, I think, too, but also, you know, very funny as well.
Lots of emotions during the conversation and during the time in the confines of the ship or the boat. Ship gives it too grand a status. It's a boat, really. But that was what held the play together, the dialogue, the conversations, the humour, the poignancy, the other emotions that came through in that general performance. And I found it as I say, I didn't really know what to expect when I arrived, but I was so glad I'd seen the production because it was very different to things I've seen recently.
Well, a real celebration of movie history with The Shark is Broken. And for more about the current tour, which continues around the country, do visit thesharkisbroken.com. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Absolutely. A long-time favourite. We'll be talking about this new production when we hopefully speak next time.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of The Shark is Broken at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.